From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is determined that atrocities committed by the Islamic State group constitute genocide. He made that announcement earlier today.
Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does. Daesh is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases also against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
Mr. Kerry spoke on the March 17th congressional deadline for the Obama administration to make a decision regarding atrocities committed by IS against religious and ethnic minorities in Iraq and Syria. The State Department, meanwhile, has said acknowledging that genocide or crimes against humanity have taken place in another country would not necessarily result in any particular legal obligation for the United States. Russian President Vladimir Putin says even his troop withdrawal from the Syrian war front, he could, if necessary, within several hours, ramp up Moscow's military presence there again. As he decorated officers who served in Syria, Putin said he does not want to escalate the conflict again and expressed hope for the common sense of Syrian authorities and opposition groups fighting President Bashar al-Assad to reach an accord. South Africa's sports minister denied Thursday that bribes were paid to win the right to host the 2010 World Cup. It comes as FIFA is seeking to claw back money from officials facing graft charges in the U.S. FIFA's world governing body this week issued a wide-ranging acknowledgement. VOA News. EU leaders are expected to sign a final deal with Turkey on migrants at a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday and Friday. On the agenda is a controversial plan to send tens of thousands of migrants back to Turkey to relieve the strain on resources on countries on the eastern edge of the European Union. Now, for every undocumented migrant that Turkey accepts, the EU says it will accept one Syrian refugee from Turkey. The EU says it will take up to a total of 70,000 refugees to be resettled in Europe. A draft of that joint statement on the deal calls it a temporary and extraordinary measure. Two Palestinians stabbed an Israeli soldier near a group of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank Thursday before being shot dead, according to the army. The incident occurred at the Ariel Junction in the West Bank. The female soldier was being taken to the hospital while the two assailants were shot by forces at the scene. The Israeli army says the medics described the victim's condition as moderate to severe. A radical Kurdish group, the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or the TAK, Thursday, claim responsibility for the suicide car bomb attack that killed 35 people in Ankara last weekend. That group has ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. And in the statement, it names the bomber as a woman and said that it was in response to security operations by Turkish forces in the Kurdish-dominated southeast of the country. The group also apologized for civilian losses. Meanwhile, Germany's diplomatic missions in Turkey, as well as a school there, are closed Thursday for security reasons. That's according to the German consulate in Istanbul. The consulate said the closures include the German embassy in Ankara and the German school in Istanbul. The consulate is urging citizens in Turkey to avoid the diplomatic buildings, and the consulate officials say they've received a warning of a possible threat, and the facilities are being shut as a precaution. The White House says President Obama will deliver an address to the Cuban people Tuesday at the end of his historic visit next week to the communist-ruled nation. Ted Hecken is a Cuba analyst at Baruch College in New York.
Communicate directly to the people that our policy is really built around empowerment, prosperity, not poverty, engagement, not isolation. And while we will and we are making diplomatic connections and strides with the government, we also intend to continue to respectfully and diplomatically but forcefully stand up for American values of human rights and democracy.
Mr. Obama's trip begins on Sunday, and he will be the first sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years to visit the island. He will meet with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.